Fourth place, finishing in 10 days, 2 hours, 26 minutes, 6 seconds. Lex Musher has 19 starts and 7 top 10 finishes. Allie Zirkle, Two River Drive.
When you're out there and challenging trails, you just think, oh my gosh, how far is Nome away now? I need to thank my biggest sponsor, my main sponsor, which is Madsen Shipping, based out of Anchorage. You need to ship anything to and from Alaska, as well as Kodiak Dutch Harbor, and then look to them to get your shipping needs done. The other big form of really sponsorship that we have is our SB Kennel website, Facebook page, and really I have to thank Moira mostly for putting that all together, especially following us all on the race and keeping everyone intact. We have SB Kennel team members and dog sponsors and a dog fan club, and it's a really fun website. You get to meet not only the Mushers, but more importantly, you get to meet every single one of our dogs and see their dog portraits, their images, that kind of thing. So it's a fun place to spend a little time if you have spare time on the computer. As you heard so much, the trail was incredibly challenging, and probably what makes it so endurable, so to speak, is the abbreviations in between the challenging trail, and those are the villages and the hospitality stops along the trail. And I will tell you that probably the most special village that I went through this year, it's not a checkpoint, it's actually a village right in the middle of the trail. It's the village of Golovin. And Golovin is not a checkpoint, but the trail, as any of the Mushers can tell you, goes right down Main Street. It passes the school, it passes the store, it passes the post office, the police, VPSO station, and then takes a sharp left and then goes out on the pack ice. So we travel literally through their back door. And as I was coming into their village, it was afternoon, late afternoon, the sun was shining, and you can see the village from quite a ways away, miles away on the ice. And I started seeing little black spots kind of running around in front of the village, and you know, you're thinking kids, dogs, what have you. And as I got closer, there's snow machines and people and milling around. And as I got closer, I got more and more excited about seeing these people that are so supportive of what we do. And when I pulled up, you actually pull up off the ice and right into town. And I stopped about 25 feet off the ice and stopped, and people just came over the sled. And thank goodness my dogs love kids, because all of a sudden I couldn't even see my dogs because everyone was petting, all the kids were petting the dogs. And I'll have to be honest, I don't know how many Mushers got this, but I got the best Golovin drive-through meal ever. Standing there, and this fantastic woman walks up to me. She had a bag, and she says, "Do you like caribou stew?" And I was like, "Would you like 6 homemade cookies?" And I've got this cup of hot coffee. So she said, "Could I just put it in your sled?" Anyway, I pull out of all of it with this to-go container on the top of my sled. We whipped around the corner, and you know, sometimes it's your dogs who look back like, "Oh, Golovin." But it was me. I looked back at my little hot coffee and was like, "Thank you." So anyway, a big shout out to the village of Golovin and all the villages down the trail who make it so incredibly endurable to do the Iditarod Trail. I really want to thank my dad, Doug, for always being there for me. He lent an incredible amount of strength to me. I think you know that, but I just want to say it. To Alan, thank you. I love you. And then a shout out to someone who's been real special to us the last few years, Linda Steiner, who looks after any of the dogs that we return to Anchorage. The biggest problem is after we get them back from her, we only have one couch in Two Rivers, and she, pretty much they're all accustomed to living on her couch once we get them back from Anchorage. So we, Alan and I were just talking about probably buying another couch. So thank you, Linda, for looking after your dogs. Thanks, Iditarod. Thanks for everyone for showing up tonight. Congratulations. Good job.